From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you once again with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program. This week, we are studying a subject that I believe could be one of the most serious subjects we have ever studied on the Living Truth broadcast ever since it's been on the air going back to 1989. And that is the temple of the living God. That's our subject this week, the temple of the living God. And as I indicated yesterday, and of course, if you missed yesterday's broadcast, I'd encourage you to contact us because we would be more than delighted to send you the program itself on CD as well as the notes if you would like. But I emphasized yesterday that according to biblical truth, God's temple is the body of each Christian. That's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Allow me, if I may, just to read those verses with you again, where it says, "What? Know ye not that your body," talking to you as a Christian, "your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. The Spirit of God lives in you." God lives in you as a Christian. And it goes on to say, "which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." As a Christian, you belong to God. Your body is God's temple. Therefore, live for the glory of God. We also noted yesterday that according to biblical truth, individual believers united in the local church of Jesus Christ make up the temple of God on earth. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." Talking about how the fact is that in the local assembly, wherever that local assembly is, those members of that local church that make up that local church actually belong to Christ, belong to the Lord, and they are the temple of God in that area. But I want to emphasize today the fact that, again, according to biblical truth, as a true believer in Christ, you are the temple of the living God, and it's important that you recognize that you understand that, and that you respond to it accordingly. And I'm going to talk to myself as well. As a Christian, I am the temple of the living God, and it's important that I recognize that and understand that and respond to it according to biblical truth. Now, for the rest of the week, we are going to use 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through chapter 7, verse 1, as our foundational text. Because in that passage of Scripture, it teaches us how to act specifically as the temple of the living God. If you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I want to begin reading with verse 14, and we'll go down through chapter 7 and verse 1. There the Bible says this, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through chapter 7 and verse 1. That passage of Scripture tells us that as Christians, we are the temple of the living God. Do you see it there in verse 16? I would encourage you to underline that in your Bible. You might even want to highlight it as I have it highlighted in my Bible. It says, for ye, you, as the Christian, you are the temple of the living God. Now, what I want to talk about throughout the rest of this series is the concept of respecting the temple of the living God. Because we as Christians, because we are the temple of the living God, it's important that we understand how to live properly, to respect this temple in which we live. Keep in mind that no matter what we do in our body as a Christian, we are taking God with us. No matter where we go in our body as a Christian, we take God with us, because he will never leave us nor forsake us. So, as we talk about this idea of respecting the temple of the living God, there are three points I want to emphasize throughout the rest of our study. Number one, respecting the temple of the living God is a matter of praise. Number two, respecting the temple of the living God is a matter of protection. And then number three, respecting the temple of the living God is a matter of promotion. Now you'll say, what in the world are you talking about? Well, stay tuned throughout the course of our study and you'll begin to understand. But first of all, respecting the temple of the living God is a matter of praise. Stop to think about it for a moment. What an awesome thing it is to consider that God lives in us. Have you stopped to think about that? Again, there in verse 16 of 2 Corinthians 6, very emphatically, as Paul is writing to the Christians there at Corinth. And remember, the Christians at Corinth and the church, the local church at Corinth, was a very carnal church. And yet, as believers, they were still the temple of God. Because you see, the Holy Spirit never leaves us once he begins to indwell us. And it says, and you, again, I mentioned a moment ago, underline this in your Bible, you Christian, you are the temple of the living God. What an awesome fact that is to take into consideration, that should cause us to give praise unto our Almighty God. Why is that an element of praise, that we are the temple of the living God? Well, for two reasons. Number one, I believe this reveals God's personal desire for a relationship with his children, with believers. God is not a God that stands afar off. Years ago, there was a contemporary song that was written that I did not appreciate, but it used this phrase over and over again, God is watching at a distance. Well, beloved, that's not true. Now, I realize that God lives in heaven. I understand that. But God doesn't watch at a distance. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. And because we are believers, he lives right inside of us. Why? Well, for one reason is because he desires a very close, intimate relationship with us. And that's why it's important for us to grow in the Lord, to study the Word of God daily, to obey the Lord. You know, as the old song, In the Garden, says, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. That's talking about the intimate relationship that we have with God through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Stop to think of it, beloved. God wants to have a personal relationship with you. That's why the Word of God teaches us over in the book of Romans in the 8th chapter And it says this, beginning with verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, Daddy, Father." Those of us who know the Lord have that intimate relationship with God that we can refer to Him as our Father. But also, the fact that we should respect the temple of the living God, our body, being a matter of praise, is that this reveals God's personal desire to remain with believers. No matter where we go, He will never leave us nor forsake us. God wants that relationship with His children. God wants to remain with those of us who belong to Him, and He will. He will. He will. We will never lose our salvation. God will never leave us nor forsake us. That is emphasized both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And our response to that should be a response of praise. And so I want to say to you today, praise God. Praise God that God is not some far-fetched deity that is untouchable, but rather He is the creator of the universe who resides right inside of us as Christians. Don't you think that that should cause us to respect God, to respect our body, and to praise God? Think of it. He is not some far-fetched deity that is untouchable, but rather the creator of the universe who resides right within us. What an awesome thought to take into consideration, and our response to that should be great praise and worship unto God. Today is a day that I want you to remember. As I told you, you are the temple of the living God. Tomorrow we will continue our study. Join us then. God bless you until then.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.